We're absolutely thrilled down here in Nace. It's our second year in a row. We won it last year as well, so a double whammy. It's marvelous. But I suppose we deserve it. We work hard, and it's a relentless task. As you know, picking litter is just constant. So we just keep ploughing away, and it's great to be rewarded, you know, for all our volunteers.
So tell us then about your volunteers and the efforts and what you do to keep the town clean and tidy.
Well, we have about 55 volunteers who help out regularly, and you know, ranging from young to old, anybody who's willing to get out there and don a high-vis jacket with a litter picker and off they go. And they consider it fresh air and exercise, so it's good for the mind as well. And they all remain very positive, even though it's relentless. I mean, they never go out and litter pick and don't find any. But they're very happy to do it, and we wouldn't win this award only for our volunteers and our TUS workers. We have four TUS workers as well, and they're a great help, you know, to keep the place tidy.
And tell me, Vernine, typically, what kind of litter are you picking up? What's the most the commonest kind of rubbish?
It changes from year to year, but at the moment it is the disposable vapes. And that comes with a mechanism as well as a box and a list of instructions. So we get a lot of them. Cans and bottles continue to be picked, and masks not so much now. And takeaway food, that's a constant.
And of course, am I correct in saying the canal runs close or through Nace as well? And very often, those kind of waterways can be a real magnet, can't they, for rubbish?
They can, but Irish waterways have been really on top of it now for getting that cleaned out. We clean as much as we can. I got a custom-made extended litter picker, so there's no excuse. Rampar came up with this new device, so we use them. And our transition year students from our secondary schools here are a little bit involved. I'd like to see them more involved, but they get into kayaks and go down the canal. As does my son. He was in TY last year. They all hop into kayaks, very happy to do that, and they get an enormous amount of litter.
And as you say, this really does need the efforts of all those volunteers. You just can't depend on the local council to be able to deploy the
No,
resources.
The local council do support us extremely well, and I have built up a great relationship with them over the last 15 years. There's no council could pick up every cigarette butt, you know. That's another problem, cigarette butts.
And I mean, this
I need to get a machine developed to suck them up.
I mean, just talk to us a little bit about keeping the volunteers motivated, because as I say, this is something that's you know, pretty well 7 days a week, isn't it? From some cases, quite early in the morning. I mean, how do you keep people at it?
This year, we set up a WhatsApp group, and it has worked extremely well. It has cost no money. People have connected in with it, and when they have a job done, they put it up. They put up a photograph. And it motivates others to keep going. And that has worked very well for us this year. During the summer, we may go on a little trip, an outing maybe to another place who has won National Tidy Towns. That helps. And we would have maybe a social event in the summer, maybe another one at Christmas. All of those events tend to help. But some go out in pairs or groups of three, and they motivate each other. And it has been really good. I have one lady now, Josie Kelly, who is up at 5:30 in the morning, litter picking at 6. She says it clears her head. It sets her up for the day. And it has been her saving grace, you know. So people have different reasons for doing it. And we all help each other out.